you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
At Dr. Mina on, Hippie Man on today, actor Richard Kine, and
TJ Miller's
TJ
call
Miller.
Him.
Jeez.
And it's hot sauce.
Yeah.
You want some more people who are sharing a lot on the email?
I like that. Don't say names.
Not going to say any names. This guy's just ratting out family members.
I know he is.
I have an uncle who just turned 79 who still does not know. He is not part of the bloodline. A single woman getting pregnant in the 40s was a scandal, so my grandfather claimed him as his own, and the secret was never told. I'm 48. I only found out about it last year because my parents were arguing about family secrets.
Family secrets.
And we're happy to put them out there.
Old Uncle John ain't part
and
of us.
And another one. It's possible, he's talking about Uber guy here, that the kid may already know. When I was about 8, my mom told me I wasn't my dad's biological kid, but not to say anything. I had a question about why their marriage was after I was born, but then that was apparently the answer. I also seem to remember saying he might know, but not to say anything anyway. Whole lot of questions I could have asked about that.
At 8 years old, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah that is.
Later in life, but then mom died when I was 12. I have never brought it up. No one in the family has ever brought it up. I look just like my mom, so it's not a huge giveaway. Although I am balding, no one in my family is balding. I have red beard hair. No one has red hair. 38 now. Never been mentioned. I have a name, but mom told me not to bother looking.
Yeah, but mom's dead.
That's a lot to put on a kid.
It is. Yeah, that was too much.
At 8 years old, you lay that on him.
Don't tell dad. The secret at that age is like, hey, let's go get ice cream. Don't tell your dad.
Right. Don't tell your dad that somebody else impregnated me.
Right. What's impregnate?
Yeah. Railed me.
Oh.
It's like, oh, mom's getting railed.
Right. Tore me up. 8-year-olds understand that.
They could just bring that up. Fine. But impregnate, that's a whole nother can of worms right there.
That's
too much. That guy's listening. I want to hammer his passed away. I mean, his late mom, but she was way too much to put on that kid.
You know? Yeah, that's a little heavy.
Right. And once again, whoever raises your parents, I get it, but you might want to know your bloodline for other reasons.
We and the uncle and the dude that's nearly 80.
Right. That guy.
There's no reason to say anything.
Yeah, no reason to say that dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, unless he wants something else to think about.
Right. You need that.
You know you're bored all the time? Yeah. Guess what? Think about this.
May International Masturbation Month. Yeah. It was on this date in 1897. This is completely unrelated.
To masturbation?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be historical masturbation.
Yeah, I thought that was the first time a guy masturbated. Mm-hmm. 1897.
No, I think he's testing
us. That's caveman stuff.
He's daring us to tie whatever he's going to talk about into masturbation.
Of course he is.
No.
And caveman, hell, as soon as the thumb sprouted after evolution, somebody was getting after it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, monkey was fisting off.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
They weren't just rolling over on their fronts.
Tossing off from the trees, watching it fly.
Going to town.
It was on this date in 1897, Jell-O was first introduced.
Oh,
yeah. I really can't think of a tie-in.
Which is why I said it was unrelated.
Well, you could put Jell-O in a cylinder.
Yeah, you could take care of it. Jell-O could be a good fleshlight, I'm guessing.
All right, y'all go ahead and put all these things together.
We know what Tyler's afternoon's going
to
be.
Well, Nick mentioned it first, and the cylinder makes it a fleshlight. So.
Is there a city that claims to be the home of Jell-O?
Yes.
You know, because down the road, yeah, we got the home of Kool-Aid.
I think it's Jell-O, Missouri, I think they call it. I have no idea where it's at. Kool-Aid's here in Nebraska, right?
Leroy, New York.
Okay.
Jell-O's one of those things that we have in the cupboards, but we never really make it. One of the kids will be like, we have Jell-O? We're like, oh, man, you got to boil the water and let it sit. By the time it's done, you're not even going to want it anymore.
Especially with automatic Jell-O now. But the old school Jell-O was perfect, though. Old school pudding. Yeah. I love making old school pudding.
Was never very filling, though.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It always grossed me out when people would put like fruit cocktail in it.
Jell-O shots would be good right now.
Yes.
Never been a fan of Jell-O shots.
No, I never have either, but they're good. They're good. And it's just vodka and Jell-O right down in your throat.
But there should be more vodka.
Let's try to light on them, Lamar.
I've had some strong ones. Yeah. Let's see if we can start Jell-O on fire.
Tomorrow we will.
We'll need a butane torch.
Yeah. Jell-O shots should be more like edibles. They should pack more of a punch.
They can.
You should be able to get drunk off of 5 or 6 Jell-O shots.
Well, you got to do a bunch of them. I give you that. But they still are a nice addition to the beer.
If you're out by a pool or something.
Right. I never thought I was a big fan. We don't make them. I don't eat them much. But if they're around, I'll do them because I think it's a quick buzz on top of what I'm trying to get buzzed. Yeah, if you're listening out there, drop off some Jell-O
shots.
That's
the thing, though. It's not a buzz.
It is if you do a bunch.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've never eaten enough.
Yeah.
You can make bigger ones, too.
Yes.
That are more than just the tiny cups. I've had like a rum chata pudding shot. That was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Just last night, a friend of mine sent me a shot of something he found at the store. It's party-ready gelatin shots. So they're pre-mixed Jell-O shots.
Well, here's
in the bag.
Yeah,
now,
but
you have to pour some extra vodka.
The problem with the pre-mixed stuff is never enough alcohol.
No, never. I'm with Todd.
Well, you got to eat all 24 then.
Not for us alcoholics, you're right.
The next Bloody Mary mix, the next margarita mix that I run across, they say, oh, this has too much alcohol in it. That'll be the first time.
Never happened.
Well, this is their 12.5.
I add to every one of those.
12.5 ABV.
I need more.
Yeah.
Oh, they sound good.
Well, you're right, because generally the Jell-O shots are like, there's a golf tournament I play in every year.
Yeah,
there's always somebody with Jell-O shots, and generally it's you can just barely taste the Jell-O,
right?
And it's almost pure alcohol.
Yeah, right.
You could use the store-bought ones as a chaser for an actual shot.
Good idea, Nick. Let's try to light them.
It's not enough alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
No.
We'll pour alcohol on them and light them.
It has to be, you know, a high content alcohol.
Okay.
But then Dr. Mean will freak out if we're flicking a lighter in the studio. Because every time somebody flicks a lighter, a building burns down.
I want a Jell-O shot now. I'm bored with regular alcohol.
You shouldn't light a cigarette without the fire department standing by.
Halsey, during quarantine, has broken her ankle. She did this by doing the dishes.
Bent over.
Who's just slipped?
She's gorgeous. You know, she's a redheaded rapper / singer. She's on SNL, and she's actually a really funny woman, too.
Yeah, she was a good actress.
Her music's not my
taste. She hosted?
Yeah, she hosted and sang. But she is so freaking hot.
She says she slipped on the kitchen floor, tripped over the dishwasher door.
Yep. Did her boob fly out?
Got a cast on her left foot, 2 broken toes on her right.
Is she naked anywhere, Craig? We've talked about Halsey before, and I got a thing for Halsey.
Right. I don't think so.
I don't think it's reciprocated, but whatever.
You know what? That's probably why she's not coming around.
She's afraid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is. She kind of looks
and
like
I'm a married man, so.
That's right.
She didn't have a shot.
Yeah, she doesn't. She does not want to get mixed up in all that.
Yeah. You don't want to disappoint her like that. She'll be super attracted. You find out you're married. And
thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. I'm watching the – now, this is not this at all. This is a bad segue, kind of. But you'll understand why I brought it up. I'm watching the documentary. I watched the first episode of the documentary about Jeffrey Epstein last night. It's called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. I didn't know about his whole backstory. They haven't gotten to that yet. The first episode – I think Push mentioned on Netflix, there's 4 episodes of this.
4 episodes, yeah.
First episode just basically is him in Palm Beach moving there with all that new money in the late, about 2000, and just getting a syndicate of high school girls to, and he paid them $200 to massage them. But every one of these high school girls are older now and saying how much they were victimized, and they all were, and he's a horrible, horrible man. I mean, I realized he was horrible, and this first episode, he's despicable. But every one of them described him as, yeah, just, all you got to do is give this old guy a massage. And everyone is talking about him, this old guy a massage. And I put it in my head, I'm thinking, if it was 2000, he was in his late 40s.
Yeah.
And high school girls, yeah, he's an old guy.
Yeah, they're like, ew.
I know. They all basically said, yeah, you just got to give this old guy a massage. And it's just, it was hard. And there's more to it than that, which is really brutal. But what about Halsey?
Yes.
Is she naked?
I don't know if any of these
she's
are
not.
Real.
I just checked Mr. Skin.
She's not in Mr. Skin, but she never did movies, though. Is she naked anywhere else?
It appears that she
Well,
is.
If you type in Halsey nude to Google, you get results, but I don't know if any of these are real.
What do you think, Craig?
Craig's
better looking.
Right. Yeah, there's one that looks reasonable.
I'm pretty sure Halsey rides a horse naked and touches herself is not real.
Sounds like it'd be nice.
Let me look closer. There's not even a horse in that picture.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple things that look real.
She's got ink. So is it real?
It looks real.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd be a pain in the ass for the Photoshoppers. Yeah. You have to put a bunch of tattoos on there.
Get her on.
Is what appears to be a Playboy magazine. But, you know, that could just be an online thing.
Yeah.
Or it could be totally fake. Or it could have been a Playboy overseas issue.
Does that really matter as to whether or not she's naked?
Well, it just
shows if it's an overseas issue, isn't it still on your computer and she's naked?
Ones, obviously.
It's just her on the cover of Playboy.
It could be just
an interview.
Craig, they show fake ones on Craig's computer a lot, and the fake ones involve usually something big coming at them.
Yeah.
And you know it's fake.
Yeah, this top half topless thing looks.
Didn't she involve with somebody famous? I thought she was.
Is she with Macklemore?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was just thinking of another rapper with a questionable haircut.
Macklemore.
Well, it says in March she broke up with her boyfriend Evan Peters, who is.
Relation.
I think he's an actor.
So you're saying she's available?
No. This is she might. She was spending time with her ex. Guy named Youngblood.
Oh yeah, he's a rapper.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an accountant. he's not white collar, and his name is Youngblood.
It's LinkedIn. He's a CPA.
Now she posed for Playboy.
Did she?
2017.
All right. Save that for me. I want to see it.
You can buy it on Amazon for $100.
Well, I'm not buying anything.
It doesn't look like it was printed or available in the U.S. Keeps saying Spain.
It's on your computer, right?
It's on the computer.
All right.
Yeah, why would you buy a magazine for $100 if it's all just online?
So you can stack in the basement with the rest of them?
Yeah, because you're just a freak.
A collector.
That's a fire hazard.
Hoarder. It's pronounced hoarder.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So depending on what portion of the alcohol market you are looking at, it's either way down or way up. Overall, globally, IWSR, a global firm that tracks alcohol sales, says that they expect double-digit declines this year because of the shutdown of travel, restaurants, bars, and live events.
Yeah, I would think alcohol would be down.
Global sales declining by 12% this year is what they're thinking. Now, there are certain parts of the alcohol industry. The total alcohol sales from stores in the United States has grown over 25% since mid-March and mid-May compared to the same period last year.
That was
is not enough to offset the losses the industry is experiencing because of closed restaurants, bars, and events like sports and festivals.
Oh, I drink more out than I do at home, for sure.
Even though you've probably been drinking a little bit more at home.
Well, yes, but it's only just another glass of wine.
But not enough more.
I ain't like going out.
Right, and when we go to an event, we drink for longer periods of time.
Right.
At two or three different places. Restaurant, Funny Bone, club, whatever. You know, you're out.
Yes. Yeah. Travel retail has been hit particularly hard.
Yep.
They say that in particular, beer will bounce back quicker than spirits and wine because of its more affordable price point. Globally, however, beer sales are going to be helped by no alcohol beers. Those are starting to come on a little bit more. That's not something that a lot of people are interested in, but it is an increasing part of the market.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Ready-to-drink canned cocktails.
Oh, we like those.
Notably, hard seltzer is likely going to grow by 7% over the next 5 years across much of the world.
I'm a man.
Much of that growth.
Seltzer's not hard.
Coming from the United States.
White Claw's okay with vodka in it.
Another bright spot.
Mixer.
Otherwise, chick stuff.
Another bright spot, they say, is e-commerce. People developing a new habit of getting their alcohol delivered.
Yeah.
A friend of mine works for a distributor and goes to grocery stores to like stock up on the wine and everything. And he said that they've been busy throughout this whole thing, like they are through like Thanksgiving to Christmas.
The holidays. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah.
They've just been like busy.
But you got to remember, though. I would think it would be down because we totally are forgetting that restaurants and bars are not serving.
Yeah, and that's where the bulk of alcohol gets sold, I think.
Right.
And, you know, we've all been to events that have 3, 5, 10, 12, 15,000 people.
Right.
And we go to those things fairly often, or we did, and that's a lot of beer there.
Tons of beer.
Not just from ourselves.
Baseball games.
Other people are drinking, too.
They are.
Oh, you're drinking, too?
Think about all the alcohol that's not being consumed in the airport and on the airplane.
Yes, yeah. That's huge.
You know?
That's big,
now,
too.
I did
airport
see the other day
right?
that they are bottles. Considering just lopping off all alcohol sales on the plane.
Well, I thought they did already.
Yeah, I was under the assumption you couldn't get any service.
Well, I mean, that you're not going to beyond now.
All right, well, I got to show
really? That's going to stick around.
Bring your own bottle?
They better let you bring your own.
Yeah, there's one thing I heard was a possibility. Now, right now, retail sales of gin are up almost 43% from last year.
I don't like gin.
Off-premise sales of spirits in the United States are up a third from last year. Wine sales up almost a third. They say that they've seen rises in people making really simple 2 to 3 ingredient cocktails. Anything from the Negroni.
What's that?
I don't know. To the classic martini.
What's a Negroni, puss? Not a Negroni
puss. N-E-G-R-O-N-I.
Don't type in puss.
One part gin, one part Campari, and one part
Campari's
sweet
great.
Red vermouth.
Yeah. I don't know what Campari is.
Yeah, what is Campari?
Campari is
a
liqueur, considered an aperitif, bitter, characterized by a dark red color.
No, right. So it's bitters.
We've seen there's been a significant rise in the sales of premium mixers as well. Now, the U.S. alcohol market needs to sustain, and here's where we all come in. The U.S. alcohol market needs to sustain 22% volume growth across all alcohol categories sold off-premise.
I do like the term alcohol, man.
I'm glad you
brought that up.
We've all been that occasionally.
Right. Coke, alcohol.
Okay, then you're just making me start the sentence all over.
I like it, though. Go ahead.
You're just making me start the sentence all over, and this is a long one.
We spent years seeking out the alcohol.
They're hard to find now.
The U.S. alcohol market needs to sustain 22% volume growth across all alcohol categories sold off-premise level off from the impact of closed bars and restaurants.
Well, we're doing our share.
You just said that you weren't doing your share.
Well, we're buying enough of it.
You're not upping at 22%.
No, I don't know. I'm actually drinking more at home than I am.
Not 22% more than you were.
No, no, that's probably true.
I think I was last week.
Or is that just what your wife said?
I can't drink gin, though.
No, I'm not a gin guy either.
Gin's fine when you're drinking it. Then I feel like my pillow's a vice grip when I wake up in the morning. Like, good God. Who had?
It always tastes like perfume to me. I never liked the flavor of gin.
I've never been able to look at that flavor.
Piney scent to it.
Yeah, I never understood the taste of gin.
And I haven't had it since the gin sanity incident.
They say that consumers are shifting the dollars they would have spent on alcohol in a restaurant, bar, or tasting room to alcoholic beverages they can buy at a lower markup from retailers, online merchants, even directly from the supplier, where it's legal to do so.
I'm an alcohol. I love that slip-up, Craig. I'm not going to give you crap for that. It's like a new,
of course you're not.
Well, it's like a new.
Of course you're not.
No, he stumbled onto something there.
Of course you're not. Yeah.
It's a new word.
I liked it.
Yeah. Tyler makes up words all the time.
Yeah, about
time. About time you made up a word.
Well, right. They don't stick.
This one sticks.
Oh,
this
he one does, will. He doesn't make up good words.
This one
I know,
will.
This one will stick.
Yeah.
And that's the, it's not nearly as funny.
You're an alcohol.
You're not as good at this as I.
You have officially coined a term.
Yes, Craig.
And we will use that again.
I don't think so.
That's a monumental occasion here.
I don't think you're going to remember.
What's that girl like you met?
That's
going to
be the problem.
She's an alcohol.
She was a bit of an
alcohol. No, you don't say that in a bad light.
No, she's an out and out, wouldn't.
Alcohol sounds better than drunk slut.
But we can't use the term slut. That's not right.
Yeah, that's why you say alcohol.
No slut shaming. No whore shaming.
Well, alcohol is better than drunk slut.
An alcohol is just a woman who loves
and a guy could be a drunk slut.
And alcohol.
It's not. Yeah. No. Slut is not a reasonable term for anyone, male or female.
Just shaming ourselves.
That's why they're alcohors.
How about that? Elk-enthusiast.
That's better.
All right.
Yeah, but that just sounds like you like alcohol.
Tomorrow we're going to light up the studio. Dr. Mina and Hippie Man joined us today. Join us tomorrow, Richard Kine and TJ Miller. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.